To prepare for this, I had to review what we're going through, the Heidelberg Catechism. I thought you might have a short piece about it, just you might find it informative. The Heidelberg Catechism was written during the Reformation to try to settle the dispute over whether the bread and wine of communion are the actual body and blood of Christ. The writers took the book of Romans as a model, dividing the catechism into three sections. Questions 3 to 11 talk of man's misery or sinfulness. Number 2, questions 12 to 85 talk of man's redemption, of which the largest parts are 36 questions on the Apostles' Creed and 18 questions on the sacraments. And the third section is on man's response to redemption, which the authors call man's thankfulness. This is questions 86 to 129, of which the largest parts are 24 on the Ten Commandments and 14 on the Lord's Prayer. So right now we are in the middle of section 2, about halfway through all the questions. We're in section 2 on man's redemption, and we are at the very end of the part on the Apostles' Creed. So question 57 is, what comfort do you receive from the resurrection of the body? Which resurrection of the body is that part of the Apostles' Creed that it is asking about. The answer is, that not only my soul, after this life, shall be immediately taken up to Christ, its head, but also that this my body, raised by the power of Christ, shall be reunited with my soul and made like the glorious body of Christ. And the support scriptures for the first section, which is about immediately my soul immediately taken up to Christ his head, from Luke, Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. And the second support scripture from Philippians, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far. And then for the second section, which is talking about my body reunited with my soul, first scriptures from Paul's chapter on the resurrection. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. And the second passage from Job. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. And the last one from 1 John. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.